Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Ah, Grody.
We're doing a little overtime. Bears Hit Two Words with Mark Grody because there's a lot that went on at Hallis Hall today. All right, sir, catch us up on what's going on with everyone's favorite collection of traits, Tyreek Stevenson.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, Tyreek Stevenson, who will be a starting cornerback on opening night on Monday, hopefully opposite of Jalen Johnson. It could very well be Nashon Wright. I'll have something on Nashon Wright during the Nuggets portion of this particular broadcast. But Tyreek Stevenson, here's what's up with Tyreek Stevenson.
Tyreek, what's the biggest thing you worked on in training camp this year?
Pretty much silencing the outside noise. I took heed on making sure that my outside circle is pretty much good, so all I have to do is just focus on football and preparing for every game like it's my last.
That heat get too much?
Nah. It was just life problems. I fixed them both, but it's pretty much good. I'm really just ready to play football at this point.
Outside of that, are the things that you worked on the field, or is it just sharpening up the skills that you already have?
Sharpening up the skills I already have, and especially with this defense and how we playing it this year, just making sure that my technique is always up to par, because at every play we're going to be pressing. So just making sure that every play I could go out there and do the same thing over and over again and make them change their game instead of me changing mine.
You love that pressing?
Yes, I love everything about it.
Everybody love that?
Yeah, everybody loves it. I'm pretty sure everybody on this row right here is up to the part to go out there and press every play.
What more has Dennis Allen brought to this group and prepared you for a Monday night debut?
I would say he brought like this grit and this craziness that he has, but I love it though. It feeds off into the team. Just his confidence and how he wants his defense to play and how he sees his corners playing is definitely everything I love in a coach. So I'm just definitely excited to go out there.
So Tyreek excited about that, and the stuff about the on the field is good. Lawrence and I both made a face.
We sure did.
Quizzical.
Is he okay?
Outside noise is one thing. I usually think that means like criticism or whatever, but he said life problems. So
yeah, that's got me a little concerned.
Well, I mean, if he got him dialed in a little bit, Groats, does life problems and clearing that up mean that he will be more focused on tasks at hand? Is that the idea? I wonder.
I mean, it sounds like it. That, because honestly, I'll be honest with you guys. Like when I asked the question, I was more looking for on the field stuff, and I mean that was my follow up because I wanted to actually get to the question, and obviously that turned out to be the more interesting answer. So I accidentally elicited that from Tyreek Stevenson. And one thing, and having listened to it, because sometimes it's hard to process in real time, when I went back and listened to that, I was like, "Huh, is he just talking about all the stuff from last year?" Or, and obviously I would not have pressed him on a personal level, but that it is something that I will probably swing by his locker at some point in time and just make sure. Are you just talking about all the stuff from last year? When I say all the stuff, the Washington game. And obviously I don't know if he had his best year in terms of just playing the cornerback position, but I think that does beg a follow-up, which I eventually will come up with. So I think it's interesting that you guys caught on to that as well. And I was gonna let it play out and listen to hear if you guys heard it the same way, and it sounds like you kind of did.
Well, here's hoping that he's got a lot of things figured out. I think it's really interesting the way that he's been talked about in this camp. You talk about making guys earn it. You'd have thought that he would have been the number one corner, and I suspect that he will be the number one corner for this team if Jalen is not available. But they have not. They've been talking about everyone else. Everyone else other than Tyreek Stevenson, I guess, in a way to say, hey, we'll make the choices around here, or to motivate him.
Yeah, and I mean, we like Nashon Wright,
yeah,
probably would be a starter in this game on Monday night if Jalen Johnson can't. Like, they sort of elevated him
over two guys in terms of the way they were talking about him, not just Tyreek Stevenson, but Terrell Smith,
right,
who I realized had some, was not available early on in OTAs. He was a little bit day to day, but we don't know exactly what was going on. And now he's out for the season. So that was, hey, new regime has their guys. And I think that they sort of handled the Tyreek Stevenson situation quietly and in the best way possible, you know, and they didn't answer questions directly, I don't think, about Tyreek Stevenson and what happened last year, because there's a lot of Ben Johnson and even DA, Dennis Allen. We weren't here last year, so it's a fresh script. They know exactly what happened last year.
I think they probably suspect they'll have stuff that they can talk about with Tyreek that he may do, you know, wrong or make a mistake or whatever. They don't have to go to last year's mistakes. I get it. Mm-hmm. All right, help us with the defensive line. You know, I know they brought in, was it Isaiah Foskey for a tryout today, but Dio Odengbo, much is expected for Dio Odengbo this year.
Oh, you want to talk about Foskey, huh? Speaks, you really want to get into the Isaiah Foskey talk? No. Dio Odengbo, I stopped by his locker today.
Of course you did.
And guys, expectations do come with a three-year, $48 million contract.
Do you feel pressure, responsibility when it comes to that? Because you got to hear your name out there.
I think it's just a responsibility executing at the end of the day. I feel like it's no different than, you know, anyone's responsibility as a starter in the NFL. You know, your responsibility is to do your job at a high level, and our job is to get to the quarterback. So at the end of the day, it comes down to, you know, doing your job at a high level.
Do you expect at this point to get into being a double-digit sack guy, or do you feel like you have other responsibilities beyond that that are just as important?
I would say yes to the question, but, I mean, at the end of the day, the responsibility is to, you know, play within the defense and do what it takes for the defense to be successful. But, I do expect to be a double-digit sack guy. I mean, that's a goal of mine, and that's something I do expect of myself.
When you were introduced and Ryan Poles, obviously your general manager, was introducing you, I asked him the question, you know, that you haven't had the double-digit sack seasons. And he said, turn on the tape. Watch what this guy does. What do you do? Like, if I turned on the tape, what would you say Dio Odengbo does?
I disrupt the game on you know, against the run and the pass at the end of the day. Disrupt the quarterback in multiple ways and find ways to help the team win.
Really the last thing now, is it fair when people say, hey, he hasn't had a double-digit sack year, or is that not giving you the proper credit?
That's really, you know, anyone's opinion at the end of the day. You know, I've been successful getting to the quarterback, taking the quarterback down, sacking the quarterback at a high level. So, I mean, you know, everyone's job is to criticize everybody, you know. So, at the end of the day, you know, being myself is what's going to help me be successful. And I've done that in the past, and I'm going to continue to do that in the future.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It's interesting, man. Dude is 25 years old, led the Colts in pressures. His pass rush win rate, he was 44th out of 119 defenders. So he
top
can,
third.
Yeah, so top third. So he can win. They are betting on the come for a guy at 25 with his athleticism. I like the investment. I don't mind the investment.
Well, they've got to find somebody. Like, someone else has to, you can't just have them say, all right, we got one guy that can rush the passer, because it becomes pretty easy to take Montez out of a game if he's the only threat. And I know that DA will do some of this with the looks, with the pressure looks and with the pressure, but it would be nice. The best case scenario for Dennis Allen would be, oh, I have four guys that can get to the quarterback? Mm-hmm. Awesome. Guess what I can do now? I can do all sorts of stuff. I can show all sorts of exotic looks. They're going to make offensive nervous if I've got four guys that can get to the quarterback without blitz help.
And I appreciate a projection. That's what this is. And sometimes you got to take a risk. And Ryan Poles has to know that if he doesn't have double-digit sacks, that people are going to talk about it, because that's ultimately what you want out of your edge rusher. And the Bears have not had enough over the years. But I do wonder, this is the first time, like even going back to Flus, when the 4-3 came back to the Bears after Vic Fangio and some of the subsequent DCs were running the 3-4, you know, all due respect to Justin Jones, who was a 3 technique for the Bears, this feels like having Grady Jarrett in there. Could that be the difference? Could Jervon Dexter in his third year make a difference? Obviously, Andrew Billings is back this season after missing so much time. And then you add Dio Dangbo, who is versatile along the line. Like, I can't take that away from him. Like, absolutely. Like, to get to the quarterback and to be good against the run and to be able to line up anywhere, that all is taken seriously. Obviously, but everybody understands, and in this building they understand, that guys that are edge rushers, they are paid to get to the quarterback eventually.
Both sides of the line, Groats, are counting on big-time veteran investments in the middle of the line to make the edges better.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the idea. Like, in any version of the 4-3, get there with the least amount of rushers, get there with the push up the middle. Hell, get there with the guys from the fastest way to the quarterback is from the middle of the defensive line, not from the edge.
What about the star rookie?
Colston Loveland, Lawrence Holmes. He is a man of few words right now. Great guy. Great talking to him. Colston Loveland. And I'll be honest with you guys. I was, if you listen to anything that I was saying, whether on the Take the North podcast or on the Score, it really is scary to me when rookies miss the offseason program, the rookie minicamp, the OTAs. That was the case with Colston Loveland. I've seen too many guys whose growth early in a season is stunted because of it. So that was the first thing on my mind was still right now is his health and if he is good to go. Here's Colston.
Are you 100%, and how good does that feel if you are?
Yeah, it feels great. It was a long process for sure, but you know, God got me through it, and I feel great now. I'm just excited to get rolling.
Have you ever heard people say that you move differently because you're kind of this hybrid wide receiver, tight end? And if you have heard that, what do you think that means?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely heard some people say that. I think that just means, I would say, maybe fluid. But yeah, I'm just trying to become hardy. I'm just trying to become the best tight end, most complete tight end, you know, I can be to help this team win.
Fluid. He likes to describe himself as fluid. Yeah, he can move like a wideout. That's why he's the hybrid.
Yeah, and honestly, it was when I first watched him play or practice, I was like, oh, he does look different. You know what I mean? Like, I just seeing it with my own eyes, just watching the way they were using him, you know, in motion, lining up in the slot, lining up on the outside. I mean, you understand why Ben Johnson liked this guy, because Ben Johnson kind of rubbed his hands together and be like, ooh, what can I do with Colston Loveland? So it's going to be very interesting to see what they get out of their rookie number one on opening night.
I'm so excited to see the type of matchup problem he might be, considering what you could do and what you saw Detroit do with Sam Laporta. I'm like, ooh, they have one of those guys that he's got the dancer's feet. He's got speed. And considering that Cole Kmet's not a slouch, when they run some of their 12 personnel stuff, it could be a whole hell of a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, like all of a sudden, of course, Cole Kmet gets pushed to the background a little bit because you have this number one rookie. But I think back to, again, the Buffalo game, where you had that beautiful pass from Caleb Williams right down the seam. And it was like, oh, okay. You know, like, because it was such a weird year for Cole last year in terms of getting the ball to him, targeting Cole Kmet. We talked about that way too much after games where we're all kind of pounding the tables, like, why are you not even throwing to Cole Kmet? I think that that's a situation that Ben Johnson will be able to remedy and get both of these tight ends into the big playmaking.
Some of the biggest news of the day, the Bears announced their five team captains for 2025. Quarterback Caleb Williams, left guard Joe Tooney, DT Grady Jarrett, kicker Cairo Santos, and free safety Kevin Byard. Those are your five captains. Groats, what do we make of that?
Well, one little nugget on the kicker. This is Weider and I figured out, and with some help from Adam Studzinski too, when we were doing the podcast earlier today, that Cairo Santos is the first time that the Bears have had a kicker as a captain on special teams since the year 2015, and that was Robbie Gould, who in the next year was cut by the John Fox regime, of course. So I thought that was kind of interesting. As far as the other
and then went on to make huge kicks in playoff games after
in
that.
In San Francisco, yeah. yes. But if you go back, I mean, Robbie Gould was struggling. Was it worth cutting him? Probably not.
And the other thing is holdover from the Lovie regime and wasn't quiet.
Union rep.
He's the mayor. They call him the mayor.
Wasn't a quiet guy, would tell it like it is inside of that locker room. And right. some coaches don't like holdovers that do that. And then he went to San Francisco. He went to the Giants first.
Oh.
And then went to San Francisco and, you know, went to a Pro Bowl and went to a Super Bowl and kicked really well and had a couple years where he made 100% of his kicks. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a great, in hindsight, I don't know, what's the better hindsight, Robbie Gould or Kyle Schwarber? In terms of guys,
how dare you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but
the pain. Yeah, well, Kyle Schwarber will be a Hall of Famer. Calling it now.
Well, if he keeps doing what he's doing, I think he needs a few more years of this.
He will.
But
He'll finish second in MVP this year, right?
It could be. Juan Soto's making a charge, but either way, Schwarber.
Who's to say Kyle Schwarber won't have another 4 home run game and pass up the incumbent? You know.
Possible.
But anyway, sorry to go Schwarber on you guys.
Bears.
Kevin
bastard.
Byard. Bears. But yeah, because Schwarber loved throwing the football around too at Wrigley Field back.
He's built like a football player.
Yeah, he's a badass.
But
man.
He also sang in the Glee Club. That's why he's the best.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. Big time. High school Glee Club killer.
Hey, Speaks. Yeah, I'll do the Nuggets around here, okay? All right, with the Glee Club. Kevin Byard today. So as he was speaking to the assembled masses and being that he is a captain, I don't know if you guys know this. You probably do. Jalen Johnson. No, you guys know this. He talked about it with you guys, I think. Jalen Johnson, he's been cooking more. And he puts it up on Instagram. He's trying to get creative. He thinks he's a chef all of a sudden. And Jalen Johnson jumped in on the Kevin Byard questioning today. Check this out.
Kevin Byard, what meal are you looking forward to Jalen Johnson making the most?
Can you do a short rib?
Ooh, that's tough.
Tough? Hey, don't put me out. We testing you out week one. You know what I mean? Short rib.
What else?
Short rib over the mashed potatoes. You know what I mean?
A little gravy.
Yeah, a little. I mean, depending on how you cook it. If it's cooked the right way, we don't need nothing. You feel what I'm saying? Just a little seasoning. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, I'm a Brussels sprouts kind of guy. You feel me? Shave Brussels sprouts. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what you got. Yeah, I'm putting you to the challenge. You feel me?
Lawrence is in.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Byer was kind of always my guy on this team. He is now cemented as my guy.
Was it the shaved Brussels sprouts?
No.
It's the pork shoulder without the gravy?
It's the idea of you don't necessarily need gravy if the meal is prepared properly. If you make good short rib, we don't have to do all that stuff. It should fall off the bone. That's my guy.
Good luck, Jalen. Got to rise up.
And Jalen moving away from the challenge. Like, don't ask him what you want. The man told you what he wanted.
Yeah.
He said short ribs over some mashed potatoes. And damn it, you should get that for him.
Go on YouTube. Yeah. Learn how to make it. Let's go.
You can't ask what you want him to make and then be like, I'm not sure about all that.
He's like, don't put me out there. You put yourself out there. Maybe one of the things we'll do with Jalen is we got a kitchen that works here.
Oh, yes, we do.
That has cameras and everything.
Oh, can you imagine Jalen rolling in here day after a game, like 4 hours before his segment so we can get the short rib going?
Cooking for Wani.
Coming in here, making mixed drinks, cutting his finger. You never know. Can't do that. Can't let him get hurt.
Dude, by the way, you guys playing the lottery?
It's $1 billion now, isn't it?
Yeah. So check this out. You guys probably know Jeff Weiris. He's a cameraman for Fox 32.
I love Jeff.
And yeah, Jeff's the goods, man. I love Jeff. But he was collecting money in the room today. $10 a pop, so in the Bears media room, so we could all share the $1 billion and get lots of hits at it. So just, I'm only bringing this up, so if we win, there'll be nobody on the Bears beat starting tomorrow. So I just wanted to prepare you guys for that possibility that there will be nobody here to cover the Chicago Bears, except for Larry Mayer. Larry Mayer might be doing the Bears hit tomorrow. Because I don't think that he's eligible.
I don't think that's a pretty good scam by Jeff. You know, nobody wins that thing. So you just $10. Yeah, I'm gonna be doing it. Yeah, trust me.
Kind of sounds like a scam that my partner used last year on the Bears Packers game.
I refunded all those people. All those those dollars.
All right, Mike Milliken.
You picked that sweep last year, didn't you, Speed? You picking a sweep of the Packers again this year,
Mike,
Matt?
Mike Mamula. You know what? It's a good question, Mark. I've got a few days to make those predictions. So.
Oh, okay.
I'll get back to you. I'll handle the predictions around here, okay?
Touche, my friend. Touche. Here's a few other things. And I owe this to Dan Wiederer, who used to cover the Minnesota Vikings, but he pointed out today on Take the North that Nashawn Wright, who very well could be starting against the Minnesota Vikings, and Justin Jefferson, well, I'm sure Tyreek would probably be on him more, but Nashawn Wright used to play for the Minnesota Vikings, used to be on their practice squad, and often used to go up against Justin Jefferson. So whatever that is worth to you, that is the truth. I pulled up at Montez Sweat's locker today. I asked him if he is 100% healthy, because last year we know he was banged up a lot and was not as productive. His answer was a strong yes. One thing that was noticeable in the locker room today is that they have TV monitors, a couple of TV screens in the locker room that basically have a very specific itinerary of the things that the players have to do on any given day. But also, in between time, they were just running the Minnesota Vikings preseason games on a loop, just to remain, just have everybody remain conscious of the opponent, the Minnesota Vikings. And I thought this was the quote of the day. It comes from Jalen Johnson. I shall read it right now. He says about the Chicago Bears, does Jalen Johnson, quote, "Right now, we're looked at as the bad news Bears. So if we want anything to change, then shoot. We gotta go out there and win games." Close quote.
All right. I agree with him on all of that, except for the short rib. Groats, you're the man. Thank you, sir.
Bears.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.